Baker inspected Gwynn's machines, most of which were not working at that point, and on January 6, 1864, without authority from any Treasury Department official, he arrested the New York inventor and seized his private papers. Baker reported to the department's solicitor, Edward Jordan, that Gwynn had perpetrated a massive fraud against the U.S. government, so Jordan approved having the man committed to Old Capitol Prison until the detective could prepare a report on him. Gwynn had committed no crime. He was guilty only of installing printing machines that needed more work before they could be fully operational. But the poor fellow stewed in a jail cell for 3 months, adamantly denying any fraud to Jordan, who visited him, while Baker prepared his report. The voluminous document the detective finally sent to Chase contained no evidence of any crime on Gwynn's part or illegal money he had received from the project. Instead, Baker's report recited in intricate detail all the problems he saw in Gwynn's hydraulic press technology and all the delays it had experienced becoming operational. Baker concluded that Gwynn and Clark had colluded to induce the Treasury Department to spend a huge amount of money for the troubled machines, hoping to reap a personal fortune from the contract. But Baker never explained how the two men would make their money from this endeavor. Gwynn was soon released from prison. Carefully reading Baker's long report, Clark noticed something fishy about it. Baker knew nothing about complex printing technology before he began his investigation a little more than 3 months earlier, but his detailed report showed a surprising grasp of the intricacies of hydraulic printing compared to the roller method. Clark also found that some of the phrasing Baker used was strikingly similar to what the banknote companies had written in reports critical of Clark's machines. Treasury employees, furthermore, told Clark they spotted the banknote company presidents walking into and out of Baker's headquarters. Congressional investigators later concluded that the detective had colluded with the firms, whose executives had written the bulk of his report. The congressman suspected the companies paid off Baker to investigate Gwynn and produce the damaging report to shut down Clark's operation. Baker denied it.